Making application-based sales presentations work for you. Understanding every benefit the Air National Guard can offer its applicants is very important for a recruiter. But what's even more important than knowing about a benefit is being able to access that knowledge and put it in terms that are meaningful to your applicant. Here's what we mean. It's one thing to say the Air National Guard offers educational assistance, cost-saving benefits, and a great retirement program. It's another thing, however, for a recruiter to take the features and benefits of those programs and tailor them to each applicant's unique circumstances and to use plain language the applicant will understand. When you simply present a laundry list of features and benefits to an applicant, you're practicing what's called demonstration-based recruiting. It may be factual information, but the question is whether or not the applicant can connect the dots and relate the value of the benefits to their personal situation. On the other hand, application-based recruiting means carefully recommending certain features of the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity to solve a specific problem, fill an exact want, satisfy a stated need, or provide a unique answer the applicant is seeking. In the final analysis, the only reason an applicant would want to join the Air National Guard is if he or she can see what you offer is more valuable than doing nothing or accepting another offer from a competitor. In this session, we're going to discuss four suggestions or pointers to guide you in making the apply step work for you. Pointer number one, recommend only the most appropriate recruiting opportunity. As simple as it sounds, choosing the right career field, bonus program, or unit of assignment to recommend to your applicants is a major component of the apply step. Yet, it is also one of the most troublesome for a couple of reasons. First, if you skip over the probe step and start dumping benefits, or you ask only a few questions, and after hitting on just one desire, go directly to presenting a solution, you may not have discovered exactly what your applicant wants and needs, so you end up making the wrong recommendation, one that your applicant rejects. Secondly, you may also make the wrong recommendation because you chose the solution based on your own interests and not the applicant's interests. For example, let's say you have an E5 slot you really want to fill, but your applicant made it clear during the probe step that he or she is looking for an E6 position. In the back of your mind, you know you have an available E6 position and the applicant qualifies for the slot, but you neglect to tell the applicant about the E6 position, or worse yet, you deny you have any E6 position just so you can fill the E5 slot. That is recruiting malpractice. Furthermore, what do you think the reaction of the applicant might be if they join anyway and later learn you withheld pertinent information? Pointer number two, tailor the presentation to the applicant's needs and wants. As you present your solution, there are four possible focal points. You can focus on the recruiting opportunity itself, talking about all the features and benefits the applicant can enjoy. You can focus on the Air National Guard and talk about its outstanding reputation for community and national service. You can focus on yourself by noting that if you recruit a certain number of people, you'll be the top recruiter in the state. Or you can focus on the applicant, what he or she wants or needs, and what he or she will gain by joining the Air National Guard. Here's a little secret. Most of your applicants couldn't care less about the first three places where you can put your focus. But if you really hit on focusing on their wants and needs, you have a good chance of gaining an accession. Pointer number three, give the applicants a show they will never forget. The show we're talking about here is not the face-to-face version of a carefully scripted infomercial, and it's not a piece of sales improvisation theater either. Canned demonstrations are like a straitjacket. They restrict your ability to tailor your presentation to your applicant's needs and desires. However, that doesn't mean you need to go to the opposite extreme and slither your way through a completely spontaneous presentation either. In truth, the application-based approach is more challenging than a pure demonstration. Why? Because you have to know everything about every feature the Air National Guard has to offer, and you have to know it so well you can present any solution with equal enthusiasm. Pointer number four, involve your applicant from the word go. Getting applicants physically, intellectually, and emotionally involved in the process is a powerful way to help them feel like they are already a member of the Air National Guard. You have a much better chance of gaining commitment when the applicant feels like they are already serving in uniform. Carefully select your words and say things like, "You'll get hands-on experience working on some of the world's most sophisticated aircraft systems," or, Think of how exciting it'll be for you to travel to places like Spain or England during your 2 weeks of annual tour. You'll visit some of the beautiful places most people only dream about going to. There you have them. 4 very valuable pointers to help you increase your chances for success. Here they are, one more time. Recommend only the most appropriate recruiting opportunity. Tailor the presentation to your applicant's needs and wants. Give the applicants a show they'll never forget. And involve your applicant from the word go. Practice those pointers with every one of your applicants, and you're well on your way to the top.